This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Payer Issues podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Sudheen Kumar, entrepreneur in residence and chief innovation officer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island and founder of HealthChain.io. Sudheen, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Laura.
Before we dive into the questions, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, certainly. I'm Sudheen Kumar. I work in the capacity of entrepreneur in residence at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island right now. I work with BCBSRI, as we like to call it, in a contractor or consultant capacity. However, I do have my own startup, and the HealthChain.io is the startup I founded about now 2.5 years ago. And it's based on blockchain. And to talk a little bit about my background, I spent the majority of my working life at Kaiser Permanente, where I held many different roles, a very progressive career I had at Kaiser. And after spending almost close to 2 decades, I decided to go and found my own startup, and that's how HealthChain was started.
That's fantastic. And so for HealthChain, what could you tell us a little bit more about that and what it really functions, how it functions?
Yeah, absolutely. So the vision of the HealthChain was that primarily came from my coming out of Kaiser. I signed up to get my insurance from any typical payer who is not a HMO, so like a PPO organization. I signed up to get an insurance, and then I discovered that I have, as a member, as a consumer, it's on me to manage my medical record when I go from one doctor to another. So in other words, I would go to for my regular care, I would go to a particular doctor in a particular health system. And then if I were to go out of that health system, it was on me to keep track of all of my medical records. So that was I thought that's a huge challenge, huge burden. And that's when I realized that this is what rest of the America has to live with. And I wanted to solve that problem. And so that's how I decided to start my own company, and HealthChain was started. And we start talking about the concept of HealthChain to some of the payers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island, they were very interested in what I was doing, and they were very kind to recognize what I was doing, and said, hey, Sudheen, can you come and innovate products like that while you are incubating your product? And I had some time, and I needed some revenue stream, and it was a perfect match for me. And that's how I joined Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island to be an entrepreneur. And we have done a number of innovations through that partnership. And they're able to utilize a lot of them and productionize them, the innovations. And on the side, which has been my main mission, I have been building HealthChain. And, we are taking it to the market. We are, we are winning some customers on that front. And the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island being the first one. So it's been a great journey on that front.
That's fascinating to think about, going from the Kaiser Permanente environment to developing your own company, and then being able to join Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island and work with them on additional innovations. It's just what a fascinating journey, and I'm sure a great timing to bring everything together for you. I'm wondering, based on your experience, in the past, as well as what you're doing today with both your own innovations as well as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island. You know, what are some of your top priorities and how do you expect them to change in the coming year?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And like you said, this is a great time to be in healthcare and healthcare technology because of COVID, a lot of things changed as far as, you know, digital transformation. Many of the organizations, including healthcare, had to change their game to offer telehealth services, if you will, and to be able to, to be able to make many of their services available remotely. So there has been a lot of transformation that's happening in healthcare. And also, you know, the problem which I was talking about, which was basically interoperability. Last year, January of 2020, interoperability in healthcare got a huge boost by CMS mandating health plans or payers to be able to bring clinical data from providers, working with the providers they contract with, and bring the clinical data and make that available to their members via API. And that has completely disrupted the innovation in healthcare. And that also was a very good point for us to go from what we had founded as a, you know, a concept or a vision to start, you know, implementing that for some of the payers, because that's exactly what we were building. So there are a lot of things that are happening, but in my case, the top priorities are primarily around interoperability in healthcare. And also I'm looking at some innovations, and we have done some innovations around making, you know, a digital experience simpler and easier for consumers who are now embracing, you know, digitization, if you will, or technology, you know, because of the COVID and the sort of the environment COVID has created. So those are really high level, broad priorities, but that's where I'm focused at right now.
That makes a ton of sense. And, you know, really, especially as you mentioned, coming out of this past year in COVID, there's a lot going on around that area in the virtual care as well. I'm wondering, you know, from your perspective, how have conversations with members and health systems changed over the past year?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. The members, whether they like it or not, the ones who were not really interested in embracing things like smartphone or technology, they are embracing it like never before, right? Because that has now, you know, that is the means through which they are able to get care or through which they are able to access their information. So interact with the doctors and the health plans and other constituents in the healthcare space. So I think that is really accelerating, that the digital transformation around engaging members is taking off. So in fact, even prior to COVID, the leadership at Blue Cross, they were very interested in digital transformation. They were, you know, we did a number of innovations like building Alexa and making the Alexa capability to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island members available. But, you know, that there was not necessarily so much of a adoption from the user community. But come COVID, all of that changed. Now, you know, members have the time and the need to embrace technology, and they need a healthcare to work like any other service they use. Like if you go to banking, you know, most of the people are very comfortable accessing their bills or their statements and other things in their banking software. So similarly, you know, the members are asking, why can't I access similarly in healthcare? You know, I need to be able to access my medical record in one place. I need to be able to access all my bills in one place. And I need to be able to book my doctor's appointment easily. So all of those things are coming to the fore, and that is really, you know, pushing the stakeholders in the healthcare business to innovate fast and embrace all of these demands that the customers are having.
Absolutely. I think that makes a ton of sense, and it's really exciting in some ways to think about the possibilities with the technology and, you know, what members and patients can do on their end to really be a partner in their care. I'm wondering now, you know, how is your strategy evolving? Obviously, we talked about some of these things that members are more willing to do now. How are you thinking about in Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island thinking about innovation going forward?
Yeah, so here are a few things where, you know, we are focusing on, both at Blue Cross as well as with my own organization, Health Chain. You know, the member engagement is a number one priority. We want to make the job of our members easier and simpler to access information. And with that in mind, you know, one of the things we are looking at is the digital health pass, which is, you know, it's now everybody is you know, getting vaccinated, or they're in some place in the queue, if they are, you know, 16 and older, you know, they're somewhere there to get their vaccination. Or, you know, even the younger ones, I think they'll eventually start getting vaccinated. So now the question is, you know, how do you use that information, vaccination card, when you travel, when you go to, you know, a sporting event, or even when you go to a restaurant, or some, you know, small businesses and employers might even require their employees to have a proof for the vaccination, or a proof of, you know, a negative test, right? So those are some of the demands we see right now that are sort of driving some of the innovations we are working on. And going back to the interoperability space, the CMS mandated the interoperability for payers who work with Medicare members. And even though that mandate was primarily for the Medicare members, I fully expect the commercial organizations and the commercial members would expect the same kind of access to information. You know, earlier I was talking about the medical record data across provider, across multiple hospitals, to be all available in one place. That is something, you know, all members are going to expect, not just Medicare. And CMS, since they are the sort of the oversight authority or overseeing authority for Medicare, they're able to make that mandate for payers who are participating in the Medicare program. However, you know, commercial members are going to expect same kind of accessibility to information. So I think that is going through a huge disruption right now, and hence healthcare is going to, you know, embrace and adapt to that disruption. And hence, I see a lot of, you know, technological innovation around interoperability and digital engagement with members.
Got it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think, you know, to sum it up, looking at the digital engagement and some of the health pass information, especially as we move forward amid the pandemic. And then secondly, the interoperability aspect being mandated initially by or for CMS members, but, you know, also very desirable, I'm sure, amongst commercial plan members as well. As we wrap up our conversation, I have one more question for you. What are you most excited about today and what makes you nervous?
That's a great question. You know, as you can tell, I'm very excited about the possibilities around interoperability and where that can go. One of the main aspects of interoperability was because the payers didn't have access to providers' data, and members sometimes, a lot of times, needlessly had to get a lot of tests done because you simply didn't have access to that information. If, for example, if I got a test done early last year on say tetanus or something like that, and come this year, probably that, you know, if you don't have that information, the provider will require you to take the same test over and again. So these kind of things added to overall cost of healthcare. So I'm really excited, and I'm optimistic that you know, as the interoperability mandate takes hold, and then it to some degree, I'm hoping that you know, it will be adapted by the commercial organizations, and the commercial members will also get benefited by it. And hence, in future, in a few years, you know, we will start seeing the overall cost of healthcare coming down, and that that would be fantastic as a consumer, as a member. What makes me nervous is, you know, the data around healthcare is still very sensitive. There is a lot of privacy aspect to individual data, and I'm of course always nervous about, you know, how those things are going to you know, cause delays in this digital transformation journey we are in. So that is something which is kind of a challenge in healthcare, the data privacy issues and data security issues. As long as, you know, we as technological innovators, we are mindful of that, and then we accommodate for, you know, protecting the privacy and the security of an individual's data, then we should be good. But that is certainly something that keeps innovators up in the night, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I can just imagine. I know on your end too, obviously, from your perspective, does blockchain have a role to play in that as well? Or is that still something that, you know, would be pretty far off?
No, you know, that was the thought behind bringing the blockchain in the to be in the center of the payer provider ecosystem, and you know, that is a fantastic point you made, Laura, because you know, the blockchain, as you know, ensures security, ensures privacy, and it keeps track of data lineage. So all those aspects enable blockchain to be a fantastic technological solution to be at the heart of you know, healthcare data. So that is a hope you know, we have, that there will be more adoption towards blockchain, and hence there will be less of a concern on, you know, maintaining privacy and the security, but more, you know, the focus would be more on making the data available in a manner that's consumable by members. So that would, you know, that would be our expectation and our vision. That's why we brought in blockchain. And absolutely, I see a great fit for blockchain in healthcare because of that.
Sudhin, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I think this has been a really fascinating discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thank you so much, Laura. I look forward to talking to you soon, too.